Mesechtes Kedushin, Daf Nun Aleph, 12 lines in the bottom of Daf Nun Aleph Beis at the new Mishnah. Hamekadesh Ishu Bito, O Ishu Vachoysa Ka'achas, Einu Mekudeshes. If Ruvin Mekadesh, a woman and her daughter, or a woman and her sister, and he does so simultaneously, then the Kedushin is not going to be Chal, not even Misafik, and you wouldn't need to give a get to either one, and either one could be Mekabel Kedushin from another man immediately without receiving a get. And Rashi explains, Amma, he said, HaRishtecha Mekudeshesli, that both of you should be Mekudesh to me. And L'chair, it's talking about a case where one of the women became a Shliach for the other woman as well. And this way, Reuven gave the Kesef Kedushin to one of the women on behalf of the other woman as well. And this way, Reuven tried to be Mekadesh both Rachel and her daughter, or Rachel and her sister, at one moment. And the Mishnah continues with Meisen. There's a story. B'chamish Noshim Mehen Shliachoyes. There were five women, and amongst those five women, there were two sisters. V'liket Adam Echa Kalkal Shaltenim. And Reuven picked a basket full of figs. Mishlahen Haisa, and a basket full of figs belonged to these women, and the figs were also a piris of shmita. And Rashi says, "B'gemara mafarish, my osal shminan." The Gemara will explain what the Gemara is coming to teach us by telling us it was a product of shmita. And Reuven said to all of them, "Hari kulchem mekudeshesli b'kakalzu, that all of you should be mekudesh to me at one moment with this basket full of figs." And once again, the kibla achas ben ali de kulan, and one of them acted as a shliach for all of them, and she was mekabel the basket full of figs for all of them. And the stated that the sisters were not Mekudeshes, and of course it's mashma from the Pashas of the Mishnah that the other three women were Mekudeshes. And the Gemara begins, Minani Mili, how do we know the first thing that we stated on Mishnah, HaMekadesh Ishu Bita, Ishu Vachoyse Ka'achas, that if someone simultaneously tries to be Mekadesh, a woman and her daughter, or a woman and her sister, that is not considered a valid Kedushin, and the Kedushin would not even be Chal Misafik? And the Gemara answers, Amroim Bachama, Roim Bachama responds, the Amakra, as the Pasuk at the end of Pashas Achribay states, V'isha Alachoyse Leisikach, you should not marry a woman and a sister because you are creating that they are now tzaras to each other. Rami Bachama learns from this pasuk, the Torah teaches you that at the time that they become tzaras to each other and they become co-wives, they should not have any lekuchin, even if you do so simultaneously. Certainly if you're mekadesh Rachel and then you want to be mekadesh your sister Leah, that certainly kedushin cannot be chal, because at that point Leah is already an heir to you. And of course, Kedushin can't be Taifas B'chayv increases, but the Torah is teaching us even a further Kiddush, that even if you want to be Mekadosh both of them simultaneously, the din is that Kedushin would not be Chal on either one, and you wouldn't say that potentially Kedushin should be Chal at least on one of them, and it would be a suffix which one Kedushin was Taifas on. And the Gemara continues, Amalei Rava, so Rava said to Rami Bachama, Ihachi, if you're going to teach the Pasuk in this manner, and hiding the Chsiv, a Pasuk a few Pesukim later, say about all of these Erevis, V'nichusu ha'nefashis ha'isim mekarev ha'amam, anyone that is Eva on any of the Sukkim that we previously mentioned will receive Karis, but L'chaira, I Kedushin L'tafsiba, if Kedushin was not Taifas, and therefore you're not married to either of the sisters, Karis mi Mechayiv, how is it going to be possible that you be Chayiv Karis? As L'chaira, even if you have Bia with both of them, you will never even on Issa V'achis Ishtai, as neither of these two women are your wife, as Kedushin was in Chal on either of them. Therefore, Elam Rava, therefore Rava explains, Krab Zachazah, certainly when the Pasuk says, V'isha L'chis L'sikach Litzra, is not referring to a scenario where Reuven tried to be Mekadesh two women, Mebas Achas, but it's actually referring to a scenario where Reuven was Mekadesh Rachel, and then he tried to be Mekadesh Leah, and he was Mezana with Leah, who is the sister of Rachel. And as Rashi states, V'ka'ama in Kedushin Teifesim Bachaysa, that since Kedushin is not Teifes on her sister, then Bala, and if you would be Mezana with her sister on his chorus, you would receive chorus. And Rava continues that if we're Mefarish the Pasuk of Isha L'chaysa L'sikach Litzra, that's referring to someone that was Mekadesh Rachel first, and only afterwards tried to have Bia, and tried to be Mekadesh her sister Leah. So L'chari, what is the Mekar from Mishnah? That if someone tried to Mekadesh a woman and a daughter or a woman and a sister simultaneously, that the Kedushin would not be Chal on either one of them, and therefore Rabbi explains our Mishnah is going like the Yisrael of Rabbah, the Amr Rabbah, as Rabbah says that this is based on a Svara, that Kol She'inu B'zeh Achazeh, if there's a Maisa that can't be done one after the other, then Afilu Bas Achaseinai, even if you do that Maisa simultaneously, it will also not be Chal. Therefore, as Rashi explains, Masnisin Kahayu Nami Bas Achas Mehe Kar Nafik Uchid Rabbah, that in the that we're going to learn that if you're going to go and do a Maisa Kedushin to a woman and a daughter, or to a woman and her mother, then you do it simultaneously. We'll also learn it from this Pasuk, but based on the Svar of Rabbah, the Svar of Ba'almahu, that Kol She'inu B'Zechazeh, Afilu Bas Echaz Inai, Hilka Kivna Bachayis Isha L'Tafsi Kedushin, since we know that if someone's Mekadesh a woman, and then afterwards he wants to be Mekadesh her sister, that Kedushin would not be Taifas, because the sister is a Chayv Krisis, and Kedushin is not Taifas B'Chayv Krisis, therefore Kedushin Bas Echaz, even you'll try to to be Makadish Rachel and Leah simultaneously, Loi have a Kedushin, it will also not be valid Kedushin. And Gemara continued, Gufo, we just learned, Amar Rabbi, that Rabbi stated, Kol She'inu B'zechazeh, Afilu B'asachas Inoi, and Eitz V'Abaya, Abaya asked the following question. We continue on Daphne and Aleph, and the Brisa teaches us, Hamar B'Maisa, Pegreisa M'sukonim, U'maistreisa M'kukolim, as we know, if someone has a bunch of tour, they have to take off various trumas and maestres, and one of those maestres are maestres Rishon, and the Torah specifically tells us that a person has to take off 10% of the payers for maestres Rishon. Since Benegea Truma, the Torah doesn't give us a share, so we know that Truma is Inlan share. However, since the Torah specifies Benegea maestres Rishon that you have to take off 10% of your produce, therefore you only could take off 10% of your produce, therefore you can't take off any more than 10%. If you do so, then the Brisa teaches us that although your payers are Masukin and it's considered as if you took off 10% for Maisa, but anything above 10% would not be considered Maisa, and therefore in this pile we have more than 10% of produce which you decided to make Maisa Rishon. The 10% which actually became Maisa Rishon is certainly Maisa Rishon, but the rest is considered Tevel as it's not Maisa Rishon and it's considered Chulin, but you never took off Maisa off it, and therefore it has a din of Tevel, and now you have Maisa Rishon and Tevel that's mixed up together. And as Rashi says, V'asal chol adam ad shisaknena, and it will be also for anyone to eat from these pears until you're going to be misakin the rest of these pears which are chulin. And Mepharshim discuss exactly how you'll be able to be misakin these pears that are mixed up together, and some Rishonim actually say that it'll be impossible to be misakin those pears which are chulin, which are mixed up together with the Maisa Rishon. Based on this din of the Braisa, Abaya now asks a question on Rabbah Vamai, that how can we say that it would be considered that the Maisa was chal, and then you have Maisa Rishon and you have chulin that are mixed up together and it's considered tevel, but name a kosher in a bezechazah, hafilu basachaseinai. Since we know that if a person has 100 pounds of tefuah and he takes off 10 pounds of tefuah for Maisa Rishon, and then a moment later he takes off another 10 pounds of Maisa Rishon and he says this should be Maisa Rishon, that certainly Maisa Rishon would not be chal on the next 10%. And as Rashi states, Shem Hifrish Pam Achas v'chaz v'hifrish lo yehoye Shem Maisa chal l'achrin, that certainly the Shem Maisa will not be chal on your second afrasha. Therefore, according to the Seid of Rabbah, the din should be that even if someone takes off 20% of Maisa Rishon from his crop at one moment, it should not be chal at all, and it should not be pireisa misukanim maestresa mukukolim. We should say that the pires aren't misukan at all, and the Maisa Rishon was not chal at all. From the fact that the Brisa states hamar b'maisa pireisa misukanim, therefore we see against the Seid of Rabbah, and the Gemara answers amalei. The Rabbi responds shani maisa the isel chatzoyin, that Maisa Rishon is different because we find that it's possible to take off maisa on a half of a pre. For example, if someone would take off 20% of his pires as Maisa Rishon, and he would say, I want half of each pre to be Maisa Rishon and the other half to be chulin, then the din is that Maisa is chal on half of each pre. And as the Gemara brings the Amar to Skadish Palgo Palgo de Chitza Kotcha, that if someone takes 20% of the tefuah and they say, I want half of each grain and each kernel of wheat to be considered Maisa Rishon, then certainly that would be chal. And therefore, as Rashi explains, Hilka Kashifish Bas Achas, Yoisim Mechashir, even if you're going in your mafresh, 20% of all your pears for Maisa Rishon, and it's more than the 10% that you have to give to Maisa Rishon, Yeshlo and Maisa Lochol, then Maisa can be chal al kol chito v'chito l'fichashben, and therefore it will be chal on half of each chito, v'ikalameima the nifasukul l'fichashben. And you could say that really what he meant to say is that I want Maisa Rishon to be chal in any way it's possible for Maisa Rishon to be chal on this 20% of tour, and since the only way for it to be chal is that it should be chal on half of each pre, therefore it must be that's what we meant to say when he said that 20% of my produce should be Maisa Rishon. That is why the Brisa is correct in saying Hamaba Maisa than Pereisa Misukonin or Maisa Mekukolin. However, when you have a case with two sisters and it's impossible to Mimkadish each sister Lechatzoyin, so then we have the Klal that Kolub She'inu Bezechazer Afilu Bas Achas Inoi, and Kedusha would not be Chal on either one of the sisters. And the Gemara continues to ask on Rabbah from a Din Benegea Maisa Behema, Rei Maisa Behema the Lekel Chatzoyin, that we find Benegea Maisa Behema that it's impossible to be Makdish one of the Behemas Lechatzoyin, and a person can take the 10th and 11th animal and say half of the 10th animal should be Maisa Behema and half of the 11th animal should also be Maisa Behema. And as the Gemara states, Velekel Bezechazer, and we know for certain that if someone takes the 10th animal and he says this is the 10th animal and should be Maisa Behema, and then he takes the 11th animal and he also calls up the 10th animal and he says, I want it to be Maisa Behema, and certainly Maisa Behema is not chal on the 11th animal and it's not Bezechazer. And if so, the din of Maisa Behema is similar to the din of the two sisters, where it's impossible to Makadish half a sister and it's also impossible to Makadish Maisa Behema L'chatzoyin. The din of Maisa Behema is not similar to the din of Maisa Rishon, because Maisa Rishon can be done L'chatzoyin. Therefore, the Chayyab in negated the din of Meisa Behema, the din of Rabba should apply that Kol She'inu B'zeh Chazeh, Afilu Bas Achas Inoy, and even so, V'omer Rabba, and Rabba himself said, the din is Yatzu Shnayim Basir, V'karn Asiri, if two behemoths walked out of the corral at one shot, and he called them both the tenth animal, Asiri V'achad Asim U'Ravim Zeh B'zeh, so then we're not certain which one of them is Meisa, and therefore we consider the tenth and 11th to be mixed up together, and one of them would be Meisa Behema, and the other one would be brought as a Shlomim. And Rashi explained, V'areim U'Ravim V'yurawachi Yistavu, and since they're mixed up together, we're not sure which one is the Meisa Behema and which one is the Shlomim, therefore they will both pasture until they both receive a Mum, V'yari Behema Skulim V'yayma Kol Makam Shein Shlomim Yei Mechul Al Behema Zu, whichever one is a Shlomim should be Mechul on this Behema, V'yakru Zu Shlomim, then they'll bring the new one as a Shlomim, V'ashnayim Nechol L'Bailim, and the second one will be eaten by the Bailim, Sheshteim Safik Meisa, causes a Safik on each one of them, if it's Meisa Behema, or Meisa Behema Nechol B'mumum Al Bailim, and the Meisa Behema could be eaten once it receives a Mum, and doesn't have to be brought as a carbon, because if you call the 10th one the 10th, and then you go and call the 11th one the 11th one, then certainly the 11th is not considered Hegdish, but once you call them the 10th at one moment, then you would consider one of them Maisa in order to pattern the 9th. From Rabbi's din itself, we see against his Yisoid, and we see that even though something is Ina B'zeh Chazeh, that could still be Chal B'bas Achas, and the din of Maisa Behemo would still apply to one of these animals, just that they're considered mixed up together. The Gemara continues and answers Shana Maisa Behema the Isa B'tayis, that the reason why Maisa Behema could be Chal B'bas Achas is because we find that it could be Chal when someone makes a mistake, and even when it's done consecutively, it can also be Chal, and therefore it's Yeshnoi B'zeh Chazeh, and that's why it's could be Yeshnoi B'bas Achas. The Tanan, as we see in the Mishnah Mesechus Becharius and the Samach Amabeis, that Karla Chi Yasiri, based on Xeris HaKosov, the din is that if Reuven is taking his animals out of the corral in order to be mafresh Maisa Behema from his herd of animals, and by mistake he counts the 9th animal as the 10th animal, and then Ulasiri Chi, and once he made a mistake, he tries to fix it up and rectify it by saying that the 10th one is called the 9th one, and he thinks that that will help and make the 9th one into the 10th one, Ula Acharos Asiri, and once he called the 10th one number 9, then he continues to make another mistake, he then calls the 11th one number 10. Based on Xeris HaKosov, the Mishnah teaches us Shloshta Mekudoshin, all three of them would be considered Hegdish. The reason for this is that even though he made a mistake and he called the 10th one the 9th, certainly the 10th animal is always going to be considered Maisa Behema, even if he didn't call it number 10. And then since he called number 9 number 10, and he also called number 11 number 10, and therefore the 9th and 11th animal will also be considered Hegdish. And Rashi explains B'Seifa Mishnah that she Nechol B'mumay, that the 9th animal will be eaten once it receives a Mim, V'asiri Maisa, and the 10th one is actual Maisa Behema, V'achad Asa Karav Shlomim, and the 11th one will be brought as Shlomim, V'yavla Mekray, and all of this is learned from a Pasuk. And Rashi continues on the 4th wide line, Hilkok Yehechad Chol Shmoy Alatois, Chol Nami Kinafak Achad Asa B'hadei, V'lo Hifsid Asiri Yashmoy B'kach. Therefore, since the din that Maisa Behema could be Chal even on a mistake, therefore could also be Chal once the 11th one comes out together with the 10th one, and the 10th one is now considered Maisa Behema, V'lo Hifsid Asiri Yashmoy B'kach, and the 10th one doesn't lose its name and will always be considered Maisa Behema. The 10th animal that comes in the corral is always considered Maisa Behema and is not really going to be totally in calling it the 10th animal. Av Kedushin Lasno B'tais, but since Kedushin is not Shayach by Tais, therefore since we don't find that Kedushin is ever going to be Chal B'bas Achas, therefore will never be Chal B'zeh Chazeh either. The Gemara continues and asks another question on Rabbi's aside, that Kol She'ena B'zeh Chazeh Afilu B'bas Achas Einoi, Harei Toida, that we know B'negeir Korban Toida, which is brought as a carbon, and then you also bring 40 lachmi toida, the lace of a tois. We know that although b'negeya ma'aseh behema, if someone makes a mistake, the shem ma'aseh behema would still be chal. However, b'negeya the lachmi toida, if someone goes and is mafresh lachmi toida b'tois, that is not considered a valid afrasha. Rashi explains shem shachat toida al b'om chalis. If someone shechts a carbon toida and he does so on 40 chalis, for the skaven l'shchayris, he had kavana to be makdish those with lechem that were darker, for nimsa levanis, and then he found that his lachmi toida were actually lighter, since she'in and ois and shibadaita lekitchu, and since they're not the ones that were in his das, therefore not considered kaddish. The tan hegdish toys beishami im hegdish will be silo im in hegdish, and certainly when we pass on beisil hegdish betoys is not considered hegdish. Rashi Maseches Menachos gives a more classic case that if Reuven is mafresh 40 lachmi toida is carbon toida, and then by mistake he goes and is mafresh another 40 lachmi toida, as he forgets that he already was mafresh 40 lachmi toida, then the second group would not be considered hegdish, as hegdish betoys loy havi hegdish. Now Gemara continues, and certainly we know that if someone is makdish 40 lach b'toida, which become hegdish at the time of shechita of his carbon, and then a moment later, after the shechita, he has kavana to be makdish another 40 lechem for this carbon, that certainly those 40 lechem will not be considered hegdish, as the only time that you can be makdish any lechem for a toida is only at the point of the shechita of the carbon toida. Based on this din, then the yisoid of Rabbi should kick in that kol she'inu b'zeh chazeh, that afilu b'as achas einoi, and even so, itma, we learned that toida shenishchata shmoinim chalos, if someone went and shechted his carbon toida, and at that moment he already had eidin chalos, and therefore he would try to be makdish all eidin chalos at what moment, chizki amma kachi la'abam etech shmoinim, that chizki states that at least 40 of them are considered hegdish, and the other 40 are not considered hegdish, Rabbi Yechon amma le'kachi la'abam etech shmoinim, and Rabbi Yechon says that you're not makadish 40, and none of them are considered hegdish. Rashi explains that since Chizkiya is the Rebbe of Rabbi Yechon, so l'chayra it should be that Rabbah would pass him like Chizkiya, that kachi la'abam etech shmoinim, and l'chayra that goes against his yisoid, that kol she'inu b'zeh chazeh, afilu bas achas einoi. L'chayra, how could Chizkiya state that at least 40 of the chalos would be considered hegdish, if l'chayra, according to the yisoid Rabbah, none of the chalos should be hegdish at all? Gemara responds that you thought that the machlekes between Chizkiya and Rabbi Yechon is good for the shayla of Rabbah, if kol she'inu b'zeh chazeh, afilu bas achas einoi, and Chizkiya argues on Rabbah, and Rabbi Yechon agrees to Rabbah, and that's why he says, l'kach l'abon metech shmeinim, because kol she'inu b'zeh chazeh, afilu bas achas einoi, but lav itma lo, that's not really the basis of the machlekes between Chizkiya and Rabbi Yechon, and really Chizkiya would also agree to Rabbah, that in a standard case, where someone tries to be makdish 80 chalis, then certainly none of them would be considered hegdish, and none of them could be considered lach b'toida, as we would say, that kol she'inu b'zeh chazeh, afilu bas achas einoi, but the meis of the machlekes between Chizkiya and Rabbi Yechon is based on the following, that Amar Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, Bishuv ben Levi explained, hakol moedin that both Chizkiya and Rabbi Yechon agreed, kol hecha da Amar kach la'abam etech shmeinim kachi, that certainly if someone said that I have 80 chalas, I know that only 40 chalas could be hegdish, and therefore I'm taking 40 of these, and they should be hegdish, and the other 40 I'm leaving on the side, want them to be available as replacements, and as Rashi says, v'ashishah yohiv yilach rayis, shim yoivdu yitmu elu yu'il tachtein, that if the first 40 chalas get lost, or if they become tummy, then these should be the replacements. Certainly in that case, the first 40 would be considered hegdish, and would be lach b'toida, and the second 40 would be considered replacements. In addition, both Chizkiya and Rabbi Yechon agree that lo yikachu abayim elim king kachi shmeinim, that if Reuven says that I don't want these 40 to be kaddish unless all 80 become hegdish, lo yikachi, then certainly we would say that none of them become hegdish, as we have a cloud that kol she'inu b'zeh chazeh afilu bas achas einoi, and lo yineklu el b'stam. The only time that this machlek is between Chizkiya and Rabbi Yechon is in a case where Reuven is mafresh 80 chalis, he separated 40 and then another 40, and then at one time he said that these should be for lach b'toida. He didn't specify the first 40 should be hegdish, and he also didn't specify that lo yikachu abayim elim king kachi shmeinim, and therefore masav lachrayis kam mechavin. In this case, Chizkiya holds that it's considered as if Reuven wanted to be mekadish 40 from the 80, and certainly understood that he can be mekadish all 80. Certainly meant to say that the last 40 should be as replacements if the first 40 get lost or become tamei. However, masav Rabbi Yechon holds the carbon gadol kam mechavin that Reuven wanted to bring 80 chalas, and as we said, that we can't be makdish 80 chalas for lach b'toida, and therefore hegdish would not be chal on any of the 80 chalas. By doing so, he would not be yaitza his chiyuv of bringing lach b'toida. But certainly, if there was a case where someone was makdish 80 chalas at one shot, that even Chizkiya would agree that since we have a din that kol she'inu b'zeh chazeh, that afilu bas achas einoi, and none of them would be considered hegdish, and none of them would be considered lach b'toida. The Gemara now finished asking its questions on Rabbah. The Gemara now goes back to Daf Nun Amud Beis, goes back to the member of Rava, where Rava came to explain the din of our Mishnah, where our Mishnah stated that if Reuven was Mekadesh, a woman and a daughter simultaneously, or if he tried to be Mekadesh two sisters simultaneously, that the Kedusha would not be Chal, and Rava brought that this is based on the Seder of Rabbah, that Kol She'inu B'zeh Chazeh Afilu Bas Achas Inoi, and the Gemara now will ask that L'chaira, Rava didn't have to explain the Mishnah in this manner. Rava has a very simple way to explain our Mishnah, because Rava is the Bala Memra who teaches us, and if someone goes over to two sisters and he says, I want to be Mekadesh one of you, and they're not sure which one he was Mekadesh, then the din is that neither are Mekudeshes, and it's not even that his Kedushin Misafik, since based on his Kedushin, it's impossible to have Bia with either of them, therefore it's considered Kedushin She'im Mesirin L'Bia, and the Kedushin is not Chal, and therefore our Mishnah as well, where Reuven tried to be Mekadesh a woman and a daughter simultaneously, or two sisters simultaneously, since L'maisa it's impossible to have Bia with either of them, because it's a Safik that maybe she's Achris Ishtai, possibly she's either the mother or the daughter of his wife. Therefore, certainly Kedushin would not be Chal, based on Ravi's aside that Kedushin She'im Mesirin L'Bia, Lo Yav Kedushin. Let us see this question inside the Gemara. V'Rav Lomali L'Shvi Shniku Rabba, the Gemara asked that why did Rabba have to come on to the Din of Rabba that Kol She'ina B'Zechazeh Afilu Bas Achaseinai? Typically, why didn't he just explain the Pshat Mishnah? Because Kedushin She'in Mesul Labiyah Nenu, and Kedushin She'in Mesul Labiyah is not considered a Kedushin for either party. And the Gemara answers L'dvar V'Rani B'Chama Kama that he was coming to explain the Mishnah based on Rani B'Chama, since he saw that Rani B'Chama was trying to find a Makar for the Din of a Mishnah, and therefore he realized that it must be that Rani B'Chama did not agree with his Yisayid and must have held that Kedushin She'in Mesul Labiyah is still a valid Kedushin, since Rava asked a question on Rani B'Chama's Makar from the Pasuk of Isha L'Chais L'Sikach Litzra, as Rava asked, "Hachi Hayon D'Chsiv V'Nichusu Anafasha Isim Mekarav Amam," how would it be possible that he would receive Karis for having been with either of them if he's not married to either of them? And therefore, Rav explained the feed a sheet of Rami Bechama. Then I'll explain that the Mishnah is going like the sheet of Rabba that Kol She'ena B'Zechazeh Afilu Bas Achas Enoi. Since the Gemara just mentioned the Yisayid of Rava that Kedushin She'im Mesul Labiyah is not considered a Kedushin, so the Gemara now continues with that Machlekes and brings down the Machlekes between Rav and Abaya. Itma we learned Kedushin She'im Mesul Labiyah. If someone was Mekadosh a woman and it's impossible to have beer with that woman, Abaya Oma, I have a Kedushin. Abaya says it's still a valid Kedushin, and Rava Oma, I have a Kedushin, and Rava says it's not considered a valid Kedushin. And what is this case? And Tezri Abizakin brings two different scenarios. Either Kagain Sha'ama Echum Nesechem Kudeshes, the Haloya Dinan, either if Reuven goes over to a father of two Ktanais and he says, "I want to be Makadish, one of your daughters," and he gives him Kesa Kedushin, and they're not sure which one he was Makadish, and certainly cannot be with either one, as on each one there's a suffix that maybe she's a Chayes Eshtai. And number two, Oida Oma Lachayes, or he said to two sisters, Achas Mikem Kudeshes, the Kibble Achas Bishlichus Chaversa, She'ini Yachalisa Achas Man, Shema Achis Ishtahi. And similarly, if he goes over to two Gdailis and he says, "I want to be Makadish, one of you," gives a Pruta to one of them, and she acts as a Shliach for the other one. Once again, since we're not sure which one he was Makadish, therefore, certainly cannot be with either one, because potentially each one is Achis Ishtahi. Therefore, these are cases of Kedusha Mesul Labiyah, and there's a Machlekes between Abaya and Rava, if it would be a valid Kedushin or would not be a valid Kedushin. And of course, according to Abaya, even though it's a valid Kedushin, you would not be able to live with either one. But if Abaya, in order for any of these sisters to go and get married, then Reuven has to give a get to both of them. And according to Rava, Reuven doesn't have to give a get to either one. Either sister is free to get married to whoever they want. And for example, they could even get married to Reuven's brother. The Gemara continues, Rava explains, Barhina Azbuli, Barhina explained to me and brought him a car for my Yisayid that Kedushin Shem Mesul be a lay of a Kedushin. The Pasuk in Pasuk states, Ki Yikach Yishishu Bala, if someone is Mekadosh a woman through a kinyan of Kesef, as we know, the Lashon Kicha, we learned out from Kicha Mistei Ephraim that it is Din of Kedusha Kesef, and then he had beer with her, and therefore we learn out Kedusha Mesul Labiyah have a Kedushin, that the only time that Kedushin could be Chal is only if after doing this Kedushin, then it's possible to get married to this woman and have beer with her. However, Kedusha Mesul Labiyah, if someone goes and does an act of Kedushin, and it's not possible to ever have beer with this woman, lo have a Kedushin, then the Kedushin would not be Chal. And the Gemara will bring multiple questions on Rava, and the Gemara ultimately on Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph will come out to Yufta the Rava to Yufta, and we will paskin like Abaya, and this is one of six places in Shas we will paskin like Abaya over Rava, and this din of Kedushin She'im Mesul Labiyah is the kuf of Yalka Gam. And the Gemara begins and asks a question of Rava from our Mishnah. Tanam we learn from our Mishnah, Hamakadish Ishu Bito Aisha Echaisa Ka'achas Inam Kudeshas, that if Rava was Makadish, a woman and a daughter, or a woman and a sister, simultaneously, then the Kedushin is Nachal, and it's Mashma, that it's only because you've been Kaddish them simultaneously. But if you go over to a woman and a daughter or to two sisters and say, "I want to be Mekadosh one of you," then even though it's Mesul Labiyah, the Kedusha would be Chal, and there would be a suffix which one is Mekudeshes. It would be a requirement to give them both a get. And the Gemara asks, "My Kedusha Mesul Labiyah?" No, and Lechayra, according to Rava, how could it be that Kedusha would be Chal if it's Kedusha Mesul Labiyah? And the Gemara therefore says, "Tiyufta the Rava," from the Rashi of the Mishnah, it seems to be a Tiyufta the Rava. But Am Lechayra, Rava will respond, and according to the sheet of Abaya, that Kedusha Shem Mesul Labiyah is Havi Kedushin, Ema Seifel. Let's actually see the Seifel of our Mishnah itself, that the Mishnah stated, Maisa B'chamish Nashim, there was a story with five women, Ubehen Shtei Achayis, and there were two sisters among them, V'likat Achar K'kol Shel Te'inim, V'shalena Yisav V'shal Shui Yisayso, and one person went and took a basket full of figs, and the figs belonged to these women, and it was Shemitah, V'omah Harei Kulcha Mekudesh Asli B'kakol Zu, and he said that all of you should be Mekudesh to me with this basket of figs, V'omah Chacham, and Chacham stated, Ina Chayis Mekudeshes, that the sisters are not Mekudeshes, but it's Mashma Achayis Hud Eidim Mekudeshes, that only the sisters are not Mekudeshes, Hanachrius Mekudeshes, but the other three are Mekudeshes, because they're not related to each other, and there's no problem of marrying them. Rava continues with his Raya against Abaya, that Hechidami, what is the last case of the Mishnah referring to? Ilemo, the Amma Kulcham Kani, that if it's talking about a case where Reuven said, said to all five of the women that want to be Mekadosh, all of you as a group. So Atvachamaru, this scenario would be similar to a scenario where Reuven goes over to Shimon and he says, I'm giving you $1,000. I want you and this Chamar to be coined $1,000. And we know, Atvachamaru, Lekono, and in that case, since the Chamar is not Koino, therefore Shimon would not be Koino either, as Reuven meant to say that the only way I want Shimon to be Koino is only if the Chamar is also Koino. And Rashi says that even though the Gemara speaks about Atvachamaru, it's talking about a case where someone goes over to Shimon and he says, I want you to be koino $1,000 together with an Uber, and we know an Uber cannot be koino any money as he's loy bala oilam. And of course, the outcome of both cases is the same, that Atvachamaru is loy koino, and therefore in our scenario as well, since Reuven said to five women that want to be Mekadesh, all of you as a group, so l'chayre, if two of the group cannot be Mekudeshes, then the rest of them should not be Mekudeshes either, and therefore how could a Chum say, Ein achayis Mekudeshes, which is mashma, ha-nachayis Mekudeshes? And we continue on Dafnun Alpha and Beis, and Rabbi continues, Alav da amaluhu achas mikem. So it must be that the case of Mishnah is talking about a scenario where Reuven said to five women that I want to be Mekadesh, one of you, Viktani, Ein achayis Mekudeshes. And even though he said, I only want to be Mekadesh, one of you, we say that the sisters are not Mekudeshes, and the only ones that have a suffix as to which one he was Mekadesh are the three other people that are not related to each other. Therefore, Rabbi Yesabaya, that Bishleim, according to me, by Kedushin She'im Mesurin Labia, lo have a Kedushin. Therefore, even though Reuven only wanted to be Mekadesh, one of the sisters, certainly the Kedushin will not be Chal on either one of them because it's Kedushin She'im Mesurin Labia. However, according to you, that even by Kedushin She'im Mesurin Labia, it's still considered the Al Kedushin. The suffix here should be on all five women. You should say that there's a suffix as to which one of these women Reuven was Mekadesh, and it's possible that Reuven was Mekadesh, one of these sisters as well. And Rashi explains in this case where Reuven said to all five of them that I want to be Mekadesh, one of you, then certainly Kedushin will be Chal on one of you. And even though there's a din by Atvachamar that doesn't work, however, over here it's not a case of Atvachamar because he wasn't trying to be Mekadesh all of them as a group. Then Kidizu, like Kidizu, as if he's Mekadesh one of them, he's not Mekadesh the other. And the Gemara therefore states, L'Rabba Kasha Resha, according to Rabba, it's Shver Fin Resha, as Fin Resha, it's Mashma, it's only when he was Mekadesh both of them simultaneously that the Kedushin would not be Chal. But if he tried to be Mekadesh one of the two, then Kedushin would be Chal, even though it's Kedushin She'im Mesul and Bia. And Labaya Kasha Sefer, and according to Labaya, it's Shver from the Sefer, that the Sefer says you're not Mekadesh either of the two sisters. L'chayre, since Reuven was only trying to be Mekadesh one out of these five women, L'chayre, although it's true that the Kedushin to the two sisters will be Kedushin She'im Mesul and Bia, but if he Abaya, it should be a Val Kedushin. And the Gemara answers, Abaya Mataris Lamei and Rava Mataris Lamei, that both Abaya and Rava will explain the Mishnah a drop differently in order to fit into the Shitas. And Abaya Mataris Lamei, Abaya will explain our Mishnah as follows, as the ratio of the Mishnah will be exactly as we learned earlier, HaMekadosh Ishu Bita Ishu V'Achayis Ka'achas Inu Mekudeshes, that if Reuven was Mekadosh, a woman and a daughter, or a woman and a sister at one time and simultaneously, then it's not a Val Kedushin. Of course, this is not because this Kedushin Shem Mesul Labia, as according to Abaya, Kedushin Mesul Labia is a Val Kedushin. And Fi Abaya, the reason for the ratio is based on what Rava brought before him in the name of Rabba, that Kol She'in B'Zechazeh Afilu Basachas Einai Ha'achas Me'isha Ubita Ha'achas Me'isha V'Achayis Mekudeshes. However, if Reuven would try to be Mekadesh either this mother or the daughter or one of the sisters, then certainly it's Mekudeshes, as although it's Kedushin She'im Mesul Labia, Abaya holds that Kedushin She'im Mesul Labia have a Kedushin. Fi Abaya, the rest of the Mishnah we will have to explain as follows, that in the Kanami I say that if you go and you Mekadesh one of the two sisters, even though Kedushin Mesul Labia, it's still considered Kedushin, but certainly if someone says Mefurish, I only want to be Mekadesh a woman if it's right for her to be with me, so therefore Vim Amar Ru Labia Tiskadishli Einu Mekadeshes. If Reuven would try to be Mekadesh a woman and her daughter or two sisters, and he would say that I only want this Kedushin to be Chal, if it will be possible for me to be, then certainly the Kedushin would not be Chal on either one of them. It is in regard to this din that the Mishnah brought the Maisa in the Sefer, and that's why the Maisa will not be a Stira and will not be a question on Abaya. There was also a story with five women, and amongst them were two sisters, and Reuven picked a basket full of figs, and he said, whichever one of you will be royal to me for beer should be Mekudeshes to me. And therefore the Chacham said, in this case, although the three are Mekudeshes to him, because the Maisa are royal to beer, however, the sisters are not royal to beer, and therefore Kedushin would not be Chal on the sisters, but not because there's a Klal and there's a Yisoid that Kedushin in Mesura Lubia is always not Kedushin. However, over here, it's because Reuven himself said that I only wanted Kedushin to be Chal if they're going to be royal to me. And Lemaisa, based on this night, active Kedushin will not work on either one of the two sisters. Keep in mind, according according to the pshat that Abaye just mentioned, this is not a case of Atv Chamor, where we said Atv Chamor Loikono, as in this case, Reuben specified and said that I only want the Kedushin Michal on any of these women where it would be Royal Abia. This was all part of his original Tanai. He certainly understood that not all of these women would necessarily be Mekudish to him, and therefore, certainly, this is not a case of Atv Chamor. The Gemara continues, Rav Matarzal Tamei, and Rav will explain our Mishnah according to his Shita that he holds that Kedushin Sheim Mesulim will be a Loyav Kedushin, and of course, according to Rav, the question was from the Reish of the Mishnah, where the Reish of the Mishnah stated, HaMekadosh Isha Bita or Isha Vachaysa Ka'achas Enu Mekudeshes, that if Mekadosh, a woman and a daughter, or two sisters simultaneously, there's not a valid Kedushin on either one of them, and L'chira, the Mashmais was that if he would have been Mekadosh one of these two women, then the Kedushin would have been Chal, and even though it's Kedushin Sheim Mesulim will be a, and therefore Rav explains as follows, HaMekadosh Achas Be'isha Ubita or Achas Be'isha Vachaysoi, that if there's a case, Reuben goes over to a woman and a daughter or to two sisters and says, I want to be Mekadosh one of you, then it's not considered a valid Kedushin. Nasa Kamish, Kedush Isha Ubita, Isha Vachaysa Ka'achas Ve'inim Kedushas, as this would be the same din as if someone would try to be Mekadosh a woman and a daughter or a woman and her sister, and everyone would agree that if you try to do so simultaneously, it would not be a valid Kedushin. And when the Mishnah stated that Mekadosh Isha Ubita, Isha Vachaysa Ka'achas Ve'inim Kedushas, that is really part of the explanation as to why the din is when you try to be Mekadosh either a woman or her daughter or a woman or her sister, that's not considered the Al Kedushin as Kedushin She'im Mesulim Lubia Loyav Kedushin. Therefore, the same halacha applies in that case as if it would be Reuben tried to be Mekadosh a woman and a daughter or two sisters simultaneously. Rashi explains, Rav Mitaris Masisil Tamei, Hod Tani Ka'achas, when the Mishnah mentioned the Lashon Ka'achas, Lavla Medek is not coming to be Medayek, Ka'achas Me'ishu Ubitu Mekudeshes. If Reuben goes over to a woman and a daughter and says, I want to be Mekadosh one of you, that it would be a Al Kedushin, El Hachi Kama, Mekadosh Achas Me'ishu Ubitu, Hareu Kemoish, a kitchen Ke'achas. As we explained, Firavu, the Mishnah continues and brings a story that explains the Reish of the Mishnah, and it's exactly like the Reish of the Mishnah. Ma'isanami b'chol mishnashim. There was also a story with five women, ubehem shtei achayis, and amongst them were two sisters. V'likach echad kakol shalteinim, and Reuven went and gathered together a basket full of figs. V'aman, he said, arei kulchem va'achas mishtei achayis mekudeshesli. He said, I want to be mekadosh all three of the women who are not related to each other. And he also continued and said, I also want to be Mekadosh only one of these two sisters, Bikul Kalazu, V'Amar Chacham, and Chacham stated, Ina Chayis Mekudeshes, that although the Kedushin would be Chal on the other three women, the Kedushin would not be Chal on either of these sisters, because Kedushin Mesulim Bia, Loyav Kedushin. Ayin Rashi was bothered that at the beginning of the Sugya, Rav himself asked that Hechidami, Ilei Medam Kulcham Kani, Atvachamaru, Atvachamar Loikono. L'chari, at this point, Rav is explaining that the story was, Reuven tried to be Mekadosh four out of five women, and L'chari, we should say that since he can't be Mekadosh all four women, neither of the sisters would be Mekudeshes to him because it's Kedushin She'im Mesulim Lubia. This should be a case of Atv Chamor. The Kedushin should not be Chal on the other three women either. And Ayin Rashi, Diyo Maschel, Hari Kulchem Ba'achas Mishtei Achayis, the Hashta Lab Atv Chamoru, the Hod De'in Achayis Mekudeshes, that the reason why neither of the sisters are Mekudeshes, Mishum Sveiku is based on a Safek, the Lo Yoda Hai Kodesh, because it's impossible to know which one he was Mekadesh, Hoi Yoda, but if you would know which one he was Mekadesh, Basachia is possible for the Kedushin to be Chal, and therefore it's not similar to a case of Atv Chamor, where the Chamor cannot be Koino. Therefore, Zok Rashi, Hilkoch, Nochris Mekudeshes, that at least the other three women would be Mekudeshes to Reuven. And Rashi continues that since at the top of the Amid, Rav already explained that the Mishnah was talking about a case where he said that I only want to be Mekadosh one of these five women, so why didn't Rav continue and say that that's what the case of the Mishnah was? And Zok Rashi, Vahodloi Utba Kagoin, Om Achaz Beken, Meshum de Tonib Masis and Kulchem, as since the Mishnah says Loshen Kulchem, therefore it makes sense that Reuven tried to be Mekadosh all of these women, or at least four out of five of these women. And Rashi continues and says, "Ve'in l'shabbes hasfarim v'loyim da'achas mekulcham garis u'chagin shel kiddush elochada gimkain loyim tarzah hadashemin l'kamon masisin isha nasa shliach l'chavrasa b'makom shenasa l'tzara." Ayin and Rashi. And the Gemara continues and asks another question on Rava Tashma that we learn in the Mishnah on Daf Samach Dalan Beis Hamakadosh es pitei stam, that if Reuven goes over to Yaakov and he says, "I want to be mekadosh your daughter," and he doesn't specify which daughter, in a begeres beklal. So if Yaakov has multiple daughters, then the ones that are G'daylis are definitely not Bechlal, and there's no suffix that certainly Reuven was not Mekadosh them. Choktanis Bechlal, but it's mashmo that all the Ktanis would be Bechlal this Kedushin, and therefore it would be suffix on each one of the Ktanis which one is Mekudeshes. And even though it's Kedushin She'im Mesulim Lubia, we see that Kedushin She'im Mesulim Lubia have a Kedushin, and L'chir, it's a raya against Rava. And as the Gemara says, V'amai Kedushin She'im Mesulim Lubia Nenu, V'tiyufted Rava, and therefore it should be a question of Rava. And the Gemara answers, Om L'chir Rava, Rava will respond, Hachmai Eskinon, K'she'in Sham El G'dayl V'Ktano, that the case was was when it was only one Gedolah and one Ketana, meaning that Yaakov only had two daughters. He had a daughter that was a Gedolah, and he had a daughter that was a Ketana. Therefore, the Mishnah teaches us that when Reuben goes over to Yaakov and tries to Mekadesh one of his daughters, that certainly the Kedusha would not be Chal on the daughter that's a Gedolah, because Yaakov cannot be Mekabel Kedushin for his daughter that's a Gedolah. Therefore, certainly the Kedusha was Chal only on the Ketana and not on the Gedolah. And since it was only one Ketana, therefore he wasn't trying to be Mekadesh one of two sisters, and therefore it was Kedusha Shem Mesul and Bia, and it's not going to be Shver on Rava. The Gemara continues in Eson Rava, Habegres Kladi, Lemais in the Mishnah, it says we're talking about multiple daughters and multiple Gedolahs. And the Gemara answers, My Begres, Begres Dalma, that in Chanami, the Mishnah used a term which is a Lashon Rabbim, but just a means to say that any Begres in the world would not be Mekudeshes, and only the Tanis would be Mekudeshes, and certainly we're only talking about a case where his father only had two daughters, he only had one Gedolah and one Ketana. Rashi points out that Vahu Adinim Hayisham Gedolahs Habe, that really the Gemara's question is not so Shver, because even if Yaakov had many daughters who were Gedolahs, there would not be a Shaila that he was not able to be Mekadesh his daughters that are Gedolahs, and therefore really the main point of the Gemara was that there was only one Ketana, that Kivin the Ein Mechlal, Havlu Kedushim Ketana, while Hach Isuk Lashniyek She'in Sham El Gedolah Achas, and the only reason why we had to explain that there was only one Gedolah, that Kach Ketana is Domit Gedolahs Taikinon, otherwise we would Medayik that since there were multiple Begaris, it must be that the Diyak of the Mishnah is that there are multiple Ketanais, and L'chira, if there are multiple Ketanais, then certainly it would be Kedushim Mesul and Bia, and it would still be a question on Rava. And Rashi explains what the Gemara is for Begaris Ketani, Tuva, which is Mashmada with multiple Gedolahs, with Kavosta Daikinon, Alkocha Choktanais to Mechlal, or the Ikatati, and therefore when we speak about Ketanais, it must be that we're talking about multiple Ketanais. L'chira, we should be back to the original question that L'chira is Kedushim Mesul and Bia, and should not be a valid Kedushim according to Rava. And the Gemara answered, Begaris Alma, as Rashi says, Kol Ishi, Ishli Bas Begaris, in Isan Begaris, Bechlal Kedushin, Shakibul Aviyah. And the Gemara continues in Is, Ihochi Maila Memra, L'chira, if we're talking about a scenario where there was only one Gedolah and one Ketana, then L'chira was the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Certainly the din is that Kedushin is not Chal on a Gedolah, as a father cannot be Mekabel Kedushin for a Gedolah. Therefore, certainly this Kedushin must have been Chal on a Ketana and not a Gedolah. And Bishlema, according to Abaya, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that even though there were multiple Ketanais, the Kedushin Mesul and Bia have a Kedushin, but according to Rava, it is Shver. And the Gemara answers, that over here we're referring to a case where this Gedolah made her father a shliach in order to find her a match. She gave him the right to be Mekadeshar to anyone that he wants, and Ma'otema ki Mekabel Kedusha Daiti Dokka Mekabel. And therefore, the Mishnah is teaching us that you may have a Hamina that when Yaakov is Mekabel Kedushin for his daughters, that he's Mekabel Kedushin for the older daughter. Kamash Mon, Leshavak Inish, Midi the Israel Nomine, that certainly Yaakov was Mekabel Kedushin for his younger daughter, as he won't leave over an area where he'll be able to have a Na, as he'll be able to keep the Kesek Kedushin, and some agurs for other midi, the loy isle hanomine, and he'll go and do something and perform Kedushin for the Gedolah, where he won't have any Hana, even though he's her shliach, but the Maisa, she will keep the Kesek Kedushin, and the father will not receive that benefit. The Gemara continues in Es, Mielay Askin, and the Armalay Kedushin Lidacha, Chir Tzilshver, as the Maisa, the Mishnah Daf Samach Dalar and Beis, is not Dafka in a specific scenario, and even if Rachel would have told her father that even though I'm a Gedolah, I want you to be my shliach, and when you Mekabel Kedushin for me, I want you to be able to retain the Kesef Kedushin, and even so, the din is that he's Mekabel Kedushin for his younger daughter and not for the older daughter, and L'chir, what's Pshat in our Mishnah? The Gemara answers, Afil Haki Lo Yishavik Inish Mitzvah D'Ramila V'Ovid Mitzvah D'Lo Ramila. Even so, the father certainly was Mekabel Kedushin for his younger daughter, that's a Ketana, because he has a mitzvah to marry her off, and he wouldn't leave that and go and marry off his older daughter, where he doesn't receive a mitzvah by marrying her off. As Rashi brings down, D'Ramila, the Siv, as the Pasuk in Yirmiyah states, and that's referring to your daughters that are Ketanais, where you have the power to give them over for Kedushin, and it's not only based on Shlichas. Once again, the Gemara continues, Tashmal, bring your Raya against Rava from the Mishnah on Daf Samach Dalam Beis, as Mishi Yishle Shtei Kitev Banas Mishtei Nashim, if there was a man who got married to two women, and first he was married to Rachel, and he had children, and then either Rachel died, or they got divorced, and he got married to Leah, and they had additional children, and then he says, I was Mekadesh, my daughter who's a Gdailah. He continues and says, I'm not certain if I was Mekadesh, the oldest daughter of the older group of daughters, or potentially I was Mekadesh, the oldest daughter of the younger group of daughters that I had with Leah, or I was Mekadesh, the younger one of the older group of girls, which is still older than the oldest of the younger children that I had for my second wife. Similarly, regarding all the other children that he had, either with Rachel or Leah, aside from the youngest of the children he had with Leah, it's always possible to explain that he meant to be Mekadesh mechadish that daughter, as she's still older than the youngest child that he has. Mishnah teaches us, kul hasuras chutz mitanis shebetanis, that all of them would be asur misafik, aside from the youngest of the youngest group of daughters, because certainly you can't call her gdola, as she's the youngest of all his daughters, divrei Rameya, and these are the words of Rameya, and l'chayr, according to Rava, that when you have a kedushin shem misurin l'biya, that lo have a kedushin. So l'chayr over here, since it is suffix as to which daughter he was mekadesh, this husband will not be able to have bia with any of his daughters, because there's always a suffix that maybe she's a chayzishtai. Therefore, l'chayr Rava, how could Rameya say that kul nasur is chutz mitanis shebetanis, if l'chayr it's kedushin shem misurin l'biya, and it should not be a kedushin at all? And the Gemara answers, hachamayin skinan, kashakuv l'b'seifnis avu. The case of the Mishnah was where originally when Reuven was mekadesh one of his daughters, he knew which one he was actually mekadesh, and he knew that in the process of the shidduch he actually used the term gedola, and therefore he realized that it must have been one of his older children, and then at a later point he forgot which one he actually was mekadesh. And in this case, certainly at the point of kedushin, it was kedushin shemesun labia. At that point, it was no question as to which daughter he was mekadesh, and that is why Ramea paskins that kul nasuris chutz mektanis shebektanis, as there is a suffix on all of the daughters. And the Gemara continues, dekanami, I'll bring you right, it is correct, it tani, because in the Mishnah we stated that any yadea, Reuven continued and said that I'm not sure which one I was mekadesh, meloik tani ein yadua, and it didn't say that's not known to us which one he was mekadesh, because certainly at some point it was known to us which one he was mekadesh, and just at this moment he doesn't know which one he was mekadesh, and the suffer was only nailed after he already was mekadesh one of his daughters bevadai, and therefore shema mina, it's a good raya that that's the case of the Mishnah, and therefore this Mishnah is not a question on Rava. And the Gemara asks, hachi mai lememra, if the case of the Mishnah is in this scenario, then what's the chiddush? Certainly this is the din, as certainly he was mekadesh one of his daughters, and now there's a suffix which one is mekudeshes. And the Gemara answers that in Chanami, the chiddush Rameya is lafukin Rabbeisi, because Rabbeisi actually argues in that Mishnah on Rameya, the Amma, and Rabbeisi says, lemachis isn't shnafshul sveka, that certainly a father would not go and be mekadesh his daughter and bring himself into a suffix and use the lashon of gedola unless he meant to say the oldest of all of the children. Therefore, Rabbeisi holds in the Mishnah daf samach talon obeys that Rabbeisi imet kulu mitaris, that all of the daughters are muta, chutz migdailish and migdailish, aside from the oldest of the oldest group of daughters. That is the chiddush of Rameya, that kamashma and the machas inish nafshul sveka, the Rameya hold that a person would place himself in a matzav where there potentially is a suffix, and he would even call one of his younger daughters with the name of a gedola, and therefore there could be a nidla suffix at some point. He's not sure which one he was mekadesh. And the Gemara now continues and asks another question of Rava Tashma from a Mishnah Masechtas Yevamos on Daf Chav Gimel, Misha kiddush achas mishtei achayis, if Reuven was mekadesh one of two sisters, ben yadeya is a kiddush, and he doesn't know which one he was mekadesh, noisin get lazu, v'get lazu, then he has to give a get to each one of them. And l'chayr, it is the case of kiddushin she'im misun l'biya, and even so, we say you have to give a get to each one of them, and you're not sure which one is mekudeshes. And l'chayr, you see clearly like Abaya, not like Rava. And the Gemara answers, hachamai skinan, over here also, we're talking about a case, k'shehuku, that at the time that Reuven was mekadesh one of these two sisters, he knew exactly which one he was mekadesh. Therefore, certainly at the time of kedushin, it was kedushin shemesurin labia, l'b'seifin sa'avu, and then afterwards he got confused and he wasn't sure which one he was mekadesh. That is why he has to give a get to each one of them, and they kanami. And once again, the Gemara wants to bring a raya that this is correct. The tani, as the Mishnah stated, ein yadea, that he doesn't know, v'loik tani ein yadua. The Mishnah doesn't use a lashon of ein yadua, which Rashi says is mashmal oilam, that was never known to us which one he was mekadesh. Gemara is ihachi, if this is the scenario of the Mishnah Masechta Yevamos, my lememra, so l'chayr, what's the chiddush of that Mishnah? And the Gemara explains, Sefer Istruchle, that in the Chinami, the ratio of that Mishnah is not teaching us a chiddush, and the Sefer of that Mishnah is the Ikka chiddush, as the Sefer states, Mace, if Reuven dies, and at that point, since he's a Suffolk, who Reuven was actually Mekadesh, if he was Mekadesh, Rachel Olea, so at that point, Rachel Olea becomes Zakukul Yibam, Misafik, and therefore Misafik, there's the Issa Deraisa for them to go and marry Lashuk, as the Pasuk teaches us, Laisiya Isha Misachutzal Ishzar, Beloya Achechad, and Reuven has only one brother, let's call him Shimon, and Chaylus Lashtein, then Shimon has to do Chalitza to both of them in order for them to both be able to get married Lashuk. Certainly, Shimon can't do Yibam to either one of these women, so although potentially one of these sisters are his Sukuka, and therefore he would be able to do Yibam with her. However, if he does Yibam with her, and really she's not the one that was married to his brother Reuven, then she's Achleis Kukasai and is Asa to him. In addition, if he would go and do Chalitza to one of the women, and then he would want to go and do Yibam to the other one, although on a Duraisidic level, that would work, because Memanashach, either she was never married to Reuven and therefore he could marry her, or if she was the one that was married to Reuven, then she is actually the one that is zakuk to him and therefore he can do Yibam with her. But the Maaseh, is it sad that the other woman was actually zakuk to him, and therefore when he did Chalitza it was a proper chalitza. I mean, Rabbanan, it's us to marry achos chalutzasai. Therefore, in this case, the only way that Rachel and Leah will be able to be mutter l'shuk is only if Shimon does chalitza with both of them. And the Mishnah continued, hoy l'shnayim, echad chalitza v'echam yabim. However, if Reuven had two brothers, let's call them Shimon and Levi, then one of them could do chalitza to one of the women, and one of them could do yibim to the other woman. As we will see, it is dafka that the first one has to do chalitza, and the second one has to do yibim. Certainly, the first brother has to do chalitza, because as we said before, he can't do yibim, because potentially she's a chayis kukasai, and therefore it would be us of him to do yibim. Maisa, once the first brother goes and does chalitza, then the second brother can do yibim in monoshach, as if this woman was really married to his brother, and certainly he's able to do yibim with her, as she is zakuk liyibim, and if she wasn't married to his brother, then of course she's not even zakuk liyibim, even though we previously said when there's one brother, he can't do yibim to either one of the women, because the second woman is a chayis kukasai, and is us of him in Rabbanan. But over here, since for example, Shimon was the one who did chalitza to Rachel, so now when Levi goes and performs yibum with Leah, he's definitely not marrying Achis Chalutzasai, as he wasn't the one that performed chalitza to Rachel. As Rashi states, four lines on the bottom of the Amud, V'hadim yabim sheinu l'shniyam in Manashach, imzu arus es akiv shapim yabim, v'imlav nachos ba'almihi, v'ina achisi v'imta eskukulai, v'habidam yila achis ishtai, v'rein niftara zikas achisi yimena b'chalitza sachiv, v'lai gazwa al-achis chalutza mishichotza, as this gzera was made, el al-achilas havadai, only on the brother who actually did chalitza, but not on any other brothers. And the Mishnah over there continues, in Karmu v'kansai, ein mitzinai sim yadam. However, if Shimon and Levi go and do yibam with both the women, and one marries Rachel and one marries Leah, then b'dieved, Rabbanan said that they could stay married. And Rashi explains, because even if Shimon goes and does yibam with Rachel first, the only real problem that Shimon had is potentially he was pegeya b'achos kukasai, since the issa b'achos kukasai is only Rabbanan. And the Maisa, since at the point that Levi did yibam with Leah, certainly there's no longer any zika to Shimon, and certainly at that point Rachel is no longer a chayis kukasai of Shimon, and therefore, as Rashi says, that chayis kukat rabbanhi v'lo konsilei lohitzi, and b'dieved, once he got married, therefore the rabban didn't knas him to get divorced. And the Gemara continues that gufa, the chiddush of the sefer is that dafka michlas v'hadi rumi, that there's one brother that dafka he has to be chaylas the first woman, and only afterwards can he do yibum to the second woman, alvi yivumi v'hadi michlas loy, but he can't do yibum to the first woman first and then do chalitza, the kapaga b'chayis kukasai, as at that point it's potential that he's being pegeya b'chayis kukasai, as we explained, and we will stop over here.